And we are rolling, and we're back, Comic Playground. We are joined by everyone again this week, I guess. Great to see you. You have the craziest waves that just don't fit.
Life.
It's like my one-year-old daughter's wave.
Donnie, like this. Hold on. Look at Donnie. Donnie, we've been prepared for quite a while, and now your microphone's not working.
I just hang on.
We're trying to start the show. I think we found Donnie's rant. It's going to be, you ever notice how microphones never stay where you want them to?
You know what?
And then it just swings and hits you in the mouth.
I'm getting from your impression of Donnie, I couldn't put my finger on it until right now. There's a bit of a, you sprinkle a bit of a Rick Moranis.
Oh, it's
in
totally
there.
Rick Moranis, okay.
Wait. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. As soon as you started pointing out that it was somebody else, I thought, hey, my name's Vince Glortho. Okay. All right. I got to have a shower.
Glad you came out of retirement.
Hey, you guess what I shrunk this time?
Uh-oh.
Make it up. Okay.
My brain. A baby.
Gozer.
Wait.
All right. So, Joe, newcomer to my right. I'll get to everybody. We're going out of order here. Zach, great to see you again.
Wonderful to see you, too.
Slinging arrows that we call jokes. Over there is Donnie. by the way, I'm self-directing the show today, pressing buttons as we go. We, last week, missed two of our greatest heroes.
Oh, my God.
Adonis.
Super-powered beings.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
The camaraderie is already better than all of last week. And Corbin, great to see you as well.
Corbin.
Thanks for stopping.
Corbin, my man.
What is it?
Corbin, my man.
Corbin?
Fifth Element.
What is that? Corbin?
Fifth Element.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Wow, you totally out-nerded me.
The prisoner of Azkaban.
Donnie, you got anything angering you this week before we get going?
Not right now at the moment. The microphone seems to be working. So.
All right, good. Yeah. So we're set?
Well done.
Loving it.
Props go to Toledo on fixing that so quickly.
Yeah, he's on it. That's a
done it once or twice.
He is the quicker
picker-upper?
Yes.
Are we playing Mad Libs now?
I'm like, where do we go next?
What is going on? All right, a couple of things. I'm going to be going on with the comic book gurus this week. Met them out at WMMR in Philadelphia. Comic book gurus just started up. Craig, who's on that show, has already seen Captain Marvel, which we're going to be talking about today.
Okay.
He went to the press screening with the Philadelphia guys. WMMR radio station, Preston and Steve, at Comic Book Gurus on Twitter and Facebook, Comic Book Gurus as well, and iTunes for them as well. So they are they're pretty much brand new. He's like a savant. Craig is, and really looking forward to doing
like Donnie.
That. Similar to Donnie. Nothing on that, Donnie?
I don't know. I was agreeing.
So brand new and already going to the press screening of Captain Marvel. What are
exactly.
we doing?
Say that again.
I said brand new and already going to the press screening of Captain Marvel. What are we doing wrong here?
We're just getting. He went with the radio station, I believe.
Oh.
So we'll get there eventually.
He cheated.
I probably could have gone to something like that because I'm a big deal. But I wanted to go with you guys.
Aww.
Thanks, Frank.
No, nobody invited me. So there are definitely a lot of things that we could be talking about this week. The Dark Phoenix trailer came out. People are talking about that a lot. We are originally going to talk Doom Patrol as well. But Captain Marvel seems to be what everyone is talking about, and maybe because of the huge amount of advertisements. And we have the Captain Marvel contest winner that we're going to see the show. By the time this airs, it'll be tonight, Thursday night. So looking forward to that.
You want to talk about that right now?
Yeah, let's get. I don't know. Did I screw that up?
No. It was fine.
I wrote it down at a certain point. You probably changed it.
Just keep pushing those buttons.
We moved stuff around. So we had a really good response to the Captain Marvel post that to invite people to come and see it with us. So there were a couple different kinds of posts. I noticed like people wanted to share it with their daughter, so they wanted to bring their daughter with them, and like show off the, you know, the new girl superhero, which I thought was kind of cool and could be like a positive female role model.
Mm-hmm.
A couple mentioned they didn't know much about Captain Marvel, but they just thought it'd be fun to see it with us.
Hmm.
Okay. I was like, all right, yeah, that's kind of cool.
Why not?
Right? Donnie too.
Yeah, Donnie too. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's gonna sign the autographs. So
his fans are.
Oh,
free.
That's fair.
He's got the stamp already.
Donnie, you're gonna. You're doing free signings.
Free signings, yeah.
When people notice you,
yeah,
at the theater, you're ready to go.
They have to know me. Yeah, I just.
They have to know. They have to. So they
who
have
doesn't.
You're that Donnie guy, right? Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
You sound a little like Rick Moranis. What do you want me to sign?
What do I want you to sign?
You just say, oh, you're the Donnie guy. Yeah, I am. What do you want me to sign?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be that.
$5.
Have it up.
Back in the baseball strike now.
What do you got to sign with? Pencil? Sharpie? I only do certain things.
Give me a crayon.
Don't get your phone out.
All right.
So Stephen Marr, Fireside Chats, he asked us if we would cover his flight to come out and see with us because he wanted to hang out with us.
Absolutely not.
Ken said it would be
Toledo,
nice.
It's a
with
joke.
What budget?
Well, Toledo was going to pay for it, I thought.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. No, he was joking, obviously.
No, just do Allegiant.
He did want to see with us, I think.
I think he does. He's really into the show, which is pretty cool.
That is. That's
awesome. They've been doing theirs for a few years, and he's having a lot of fun with it. And We're working on this thing where we can remote people in as guests as well. So that's going to be adding another level to us, not only on the audio but in the video, and that's gonna bring us to as Keegan-Michael Key would say, a whole nother level. So
I was thinking of Get Out. I'm sorry.
Back to
as Keegan-Michael would say, Get Out.
We're talking about
this? Oh, yeah, get to it.
So,
I don't know why you're stalling.
I feel like it's probably my fault.
I always rip Joe because, not rip Joe, but yeah, I rip Joe. Don't use press cough button.
It's about to meet
you. I always tell Joe, you're a writer. You, let's work on brevity. Let's shorten it up a little bit. And then every time he does something, I start extending it
every single time.
With incredible amounts of humor.
So, Ken said that it would just be nice to have a night out with his wife and no kids. I can feel you on that one, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people just wanted to meet Frank, which I expected more of that, actually.
No, there just isn't a lot of that.
It was like one or two people.
I think that exists. Most of them want to meet right there, that's Donnie. I'm pressing buttons and getting
no,
the cameras going.
No
really
one said
excited
that. I was just trying to make you feel good.
Okay.
Marissa said that she...
Hold on a second. Corbin's really enjoying the way you're coming at me today.
It's like perfectly placed.
It really
marks.
Is.
And it's like the way that I don't get hit where I'm like...
No,
oh, yeah.
But that's what I've been trying to tell you guys for weeks. It's the best when you come at me and we're all part of the jokes. Just be careful when you come at me.
Joe, that's my thing, though. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can't get through this, though. I got to do something.
Jokes
I'm zacking it
jokes
up today.
And jokes and jokes.
Anyways, so Marissa lives on the other side of the country. She said she really wanted to come but obviously couldn't. And then asked us why we don't discuss Wonder Woman a little bit more. And I told her that obviously Captain Marvel's kind of a bigger deal right now, but we're going to do a little update next week on Wonder Woman.
We definitely will.
I'll talk about her in a little bit.
Excellent. That was weird.
You have a Wonder Woman plan? And who was that? Thurston Howell the
III? What happened there?
I talked to Adonis, too, about he's got a lot of characters and stuff. I'm like, just throw some in. And then he throws some in. I'm like, try to have them make sense.
Well, just throw every character.
Right. It's time for some tea now.
Random.
Yeah, we're talking about football. Why is your British guy showing up?
Why not, sir?
Oh, well, how'd he do?
We did have a winner, and okay. We announced that at 6 o'clock today, and we put that on Facebook.
Are we saying who that excited. Is? Or?
Yeah, we're going to say it right now.
Okay.
You're going to
announce
okay.
where they
wow,
live.
Maybe a little too much.
So this one really stood out to me because the very first person to say anything was this gentleman named Eric Baez, and he said his dogs and cat's name are Goose. So that's okay. Got to get confusing.
Really confusing house.
Yes. Then later on, his girlfriend came on, and she entered the contest. And
she's also named Goose.
She's named Goose, and she said that she, like, affirmed his love for Marvel Universe. And
mm-hmm.
She also wanted to, you know, get her daughter there, and she was excited cool. about that. And that plays on my heartstrings, too. So We decided to give them 3 tickets. So her name is Jenny Ann Rice. So they're going to come with us on Thursday.
Awesome.
Cool. Oh. So Goose and the Danger Zone are coming.
Goose and the entire Danger Zone.
Nice.
I don't know what that reference is.
Hold on. Top Gun reference?
Is that what the... Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. That's...
Why are you doing a British accent?
Right that's now? What I was about to say. I don't understand where you're coming from with some of this stuff. that actually gets us into a couple things. One, the social media, the whole aspect of you can see so much in advance now. Has anybody tried to stay off of social media at all? Tried to keep away with Adonis? You talked about that a little bit before, where you only watch a trailer once.
Yes, I basically watch the first two, and then I just avert my eyes and just scroll past them every time, because there's I still want it to be a surprise. I still want to act like it's 1997.
And if you see something once or twice, it's still a surprise to you? I'm kidding. I'm messing with it. I'm just trying to be Joe. He's really great with the quips. What are the barbs? What did you say?
Barbs.
Strategically
barbs.
Well-paced. I'm going to say strategically placed barbs.
Just good. Just like, well.
Got the barbs.
Anyway. Hello, hello.
I feel good about that state. That made me feel good for tonight. I think I'm going to hold on to that for a while, so. Bring that up a few more times.
Joe's done talking for the night.
The barbs.
That was great. I love the banter. I love the banter.
Barbed wire.
Oh, no, and we're throwing it back to barbed wire. So,
you're talking about social media, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I shut off my Twitter for the last 2 weeks.
I noticed that. Yeah.
But that was to avoid hearing from me. I don't like my thought process to be influenced.
Yes. Okay.
I don't mind spoilers. I could care less. I mean, right. For me, if I'm going to see it anyway, you could tell me what it is. It's still not going to detract from me seeing it.
Right.
And I think that's kind of the bigger thing for me. So it was like, oh, he dies at the end. Well, I got to see. Like,
does anybody go to Rotten Tomatoes and see? Does that affect what you're doing whatsoever?
Absolutely. I go to Rotten Tomatoes.
I believe that 100%.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I'm going to be going to see a movie, it's a commitment. I want to make sure that it's good. I'll read some of the reviews, but I mean, if they're doing it right, there's not going to be any spoilers. I just want to know whether that's going to be 2 hours well spent.
And your 2 hours are that precious.
So precious.
Do
you know how much babysitters cost now?
Isn't that a lot of trust in the internet, though?
There's a lot of I trust in the masses. A lot more.
There's a fallacy in that.
Was attacked.
Donnie?
I always check the IMDb, usually when I go to like a... Yeah, the internet movie database or whatever, see what score it gets. And then, yeah, usually Rotten Tomatoes is posted next to it, but I don't let it get to me. I'll still watch it if I really want to see it.
Yeah, I just want a little snippet, especially if it's something that I'm not really, you know, privy to. But I get a little snippet, and then I'm like, okay, seems like everybody's pretty much enjoying this. I'll go check it out, even if it's low. But then I'll read some of the reviews, the fan reviews, and then I'll if I find – more positive reviews than negative, then that'll obviously influence my decision.
You guys ever look up like restaurant reviews before you go to a restaurant?
Well, if you were going to watch the movie, let's say you're committed to watching the movie, do you guys ever read like newspaper movie reviews or like official reviews of the movie if you're already going to see it?
What's a newspaper?
And why is the youngest guy here? Oh, because you work at a library. Sorry, do you also ride a horse and buggy to work? I don't know what I hit on there, but that's
Adonis and I had a moment there.
Hey, we did.
We had a listener that held off on listening to the Glass podcast because he didn't want to spoil it for himself, and we think we spoiled it for Adonis that night.
Yeah, you did.
Have you seen it since then?
I have yet to see it.
Because we spoiled it.
I wanted to see it.
It's on DVD.
Yes. So I can rent it at the library, duh.
I think somebody just wants to come visit you, read a newspaper
That's
together.
Okay.
All right. So one thing we want to do, and this is an interesting thing about Captain Marvel. It seems like a lot of people know a little bit. What great use of the cough button, Joe. The first person to actually use it correctly.
We
had them placed. You're doing a great job.
Thanks,
for you,
man.
And
Joe is riding high tonight.
Super for me in there. You hear that?
You've been hitting me pretty
right
high.
Under the radar.
I like it's great camaraderie that we have going on here, and I don't use camaraderie that loosely.
Is that Adam West?
The camaraderie, dear chum.
That's really creepy.
But it is weird that Captain Marvel seems to be somebody people kind of know, but don't know that much about. And that's a lot of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the Guardians of the Galaxy, and stuff like that. And Toledo and I were good to go on a back and forth earlier this week. That's one of the things we do miss a little bit on the show is a little bit of setup information at times. And so I commissioned Joe.
I've got a lot here.
He's, yeah.
Not really? It's really? I've always got a lot, but I've got like a lot on this.
Yeah, well, let me slow you down on it,
please. So originally, Captain Marvel began in 1939 as the character that we now know as Shazam.
Okay, I don't. You're right.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
this is DC's Captain Marvel.
Yes.
This is Fawcett Comics Captain Marvel.
Farrah Fawcett had her own comic books. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
That
her
is
hair
not,
and everything.
That is not true.
Oh.
But
are you done yet? Corbin may have actually believed you, though.
I believe so. Fawcett Comics actually was around at the same time as DC.
Okay.
It's just a smaller company, but they had this Captain Marvel character that was way more popular than even Superman. DC did not like that.
Which I find hard to believe when you mentioned that to me. I just can't believe that a character was bigger than Superman.
It sold more books than Superman at the time. From in 1939 to 1953, for the most part, it sold more copies than Superman
every single time.
Is it like an ESPN stat where they said the most layups made from March 15th to March 17th?
Left-handed.
Left-handed on a Tuesday.
It's pretty concrete. They sold more books.
All right, you're killing
me. It's not esoteric.
Which would be a great.
Joe is so upset that you're interrupting him.
No, that's why I'm
going to get visibly.
You gotta get through.
That's why I'm going to interrupt even more. But esoteric might be a new superhero alter ego.
I'll write that. We'll spend an entire episode on it.
Okay, his name is Eric Esso.
Or
Esalt.
Esso.
Or Sean Oscar Tarek.
Captain Marvel.
Love it.
So more popular than Superman, but DC, that they wasn't flying with them.
Yeah.
So they started suing Fawcett Comics over copyright infringement because it was so close to the Superman character. Now here's where it gets even more weird. Marvel steps in at this time because Fawcett Comics stops making the Captain Marvel book in 1953, and Marvel picks up the title and makes their own completely different Captain Marvel. Now, to keep that copyright, they have to write a new Captain Marvel book every 2 years and release something. So what happens is they end up having all of these random characters under the Captain Marvel logo name.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons. Later on, DC ends up buying all these characters and releases Captain Marvel as Shazam because they can't be Captain Marvel anymore because now Marvel has it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's Mar-Vell, there's Monica Rambeau, Jenis-Vell, about four more names that I can't pronounce. And then Carol Danvers comes out, which mm-hmm. is the present that we know. But Carol wasn't Captain Marvel at the time. She was Ms. Marvel. Mar-Vell was Captain Marvel. And she was just basically the female counterpart
Mar-Vell,
to Captain Marvel.
Mar-Vell, who's friends with Esoteric.
Right, Mar-Vell. And it's funny because it is Captain Marvel, but his name's Mar-Vell.
And then there were Marvel comics, so they were just trying to muddy the waters.
Yeah, it was an absolute mess.
Wasn't Jean Grey Marvel Girl too?
Was she
originally? Yeah,
Donnie
in the yellow suit.
Yeah, no, on the very first X-Men, it just says first appearance of Beast, Cyclops. It doesn't say Jean Grey. It does say a Marvel. I don't know if eventually she turns into her because I always assumed
suit.
That was her because she was flying.
No, I was just throwing that in there that's another Marvel thing.
Marvel. Hey, Toledo, in terms of the notes you throw up for me, too, every once in a while, can you move the screen over a little bit? It's blocked by Zach, so I sort of,
Jesus,
he gives me time and stuff like that and lets me know what's going on, and I constantly am looking around Zach's
my massive head.
Which, you don't have that big
easily,
of a head until it comes to me trying to get information.
Bottom two smallest heads at the table.
All right, so
back to this. So.
Yeah, why not?
So that's her origin is in Marvel Superheroes number 13. She also goes eventually by the names of Warbird and Binary.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
If you do that 0-1 joke.
I was like, oh, one. Oh, one. Why do you kill
it?
That was a great joke.
It was not.
You set it up.
It was a great dad joke. It was a terrible joke, but I'm trying to come across with my dad character. Let me just drink some coffee.
Hashtag please. Dad jokes.
But in Avengers 171, Captain Marvel becomes Ms. Marvel. Ms. Marvel takes the title of Captain Marvel because Mar-Vell actually dies. And Captain America.
Hold on, very similar to how Ms. Pac-Man took the.
I'm so gonna hit
Captain Pac-Man. Captain Pac-Man.
I love the new news version, like the info version. Just the facts, Joe. While I destroy everything you say.
So Captain Marvel now has a bow in her hair to be Ms. Marvel.
Yes.
All right. And well, now it's the other way around.
He eats the power
anyways.
Pellets and goes after ghosts.
So,
cough button.
So, Marvel Avengers 171.
Hold on, our camaraderie's awesome.
I'm going back down. So they're gonna. I think in the movie they're gonna skip 25 entire years of her being Miss Marvel.
Oh,
because it
is
just,
it Miss or Ms. First of all,
Ms.
I mean really, Ms. Right?
Yeah. Yes, Ms. Marvel, and they're gonna skip all of that and her origin story, which is gonna be the same as her Miss Marvel or Ms. Marvel origin story, is gonna be now her Captain Marvel origin story.
Okay.
And I brought a book for this.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't upset you, Donnie. But we're gonna make you read a little bit.
What? I want to read.
No, I think
I got a night school if I wanted to read.
I think day school might be good for you too.
There's other places to read than night school.
Yeah, is that the only the place?
Library.
Okay. Corbin's job. So, Donnie, we gave Donnie Toledo just handed him a golden book.
Hold it up for the camera.
It's the Captain Marvel. Is it Lil Ms. Captain Marvel or anything? So,
no, little golden book, Captain Marvel.
Okay,
little golden book.
I'm keeping my notes up in case he doesn't get through.
No,
this.
At least it has big pictures. This might be doable.
As opposed to the little pictures you might see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Out loud. Out loud would be the way to read the book
he's
on the
reading,
podcast.
Reading like, silently.
Hold on. Let's all pretend we're in Corbin's job. Shh. What the heck are you doing?
Gather around, children. So, Captain Marvel, an interstellar superhero. She protects all planets in the galaxy, especially her home planet, Earth.
Can we stop with especially being how you pronounced especially? Especially.
Hey, Hooked on Phonics worked for me, too.
All right.
Captain Marvel is really Carol Danvers, was once an Air Force captain.
Oh, the kids are enthralled.
She could
right
fly
now.
Higher and faster than any other pilot.
Even Tom Cruise?
This might be a spoiler
look
alert,
how good
man.
The
I don't
art
know
is in this for
just,
this. Yeah.
You could have just read the book.
I maybe should have.
Carol Danvers even went to secret missions in outer space. She once caught an alien by stealing a mysterious device.
I love the way that he's starting to speed up because he can feel the energies coming out of the room.
Yeah.
Joe, you want to just summarize for us?
I read this every night, so I'm like mouthing it.
Yeah, it's so funny
to
watch you do that. We'll come back and let you do a page every once in a while, Don. You're doing great.
Okay, thank you.
It's pretty simple. There's an explosion. Her DNA gets bonded with the Kree force, and she becomes Captain Marvel.
Was it Marvel?
That's not wait. She didn't have the Kree force as Miss Marvel?
She did,
say,
but that's
she,
in this book yeah. and in the movie.
Oh, they're not using it.
So the movie's based on the golden book.
As he
exactly.
said, they're not taking it from the comic.
Gotcha. As he stated before, they're skipping like 25 years.
No, I got it. I didn't know that counted for the book, too.
If you'd start paying attention to what he says and not doing all these quips.
These quips.
Guys. Are you the voice of reason suddenly in the show? Where did that? What's happening?
That's my role.
Oh, I just got it. I just read a spoiler alert.
Are you looking at the Kamala Khan?
But he was reading it silently, so it's okay.
I went ahead and read a little ahead.
Oh, boy.
Sure. Oh, so you're at night school now.
No, I just, I don't want to spoil it for the rest of you unless you want to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up, Donnie.
Yeah.
I just read a spoiler alert that I'm not going to tell you about. All right.
I think we should look at the last two pages of this. It's interesting. Okay.
I you know what? I don't want to get because people will be upset about that. We'll have to do it.
Am I counting as a spoiler for the listeners?
Yeah.
I don't think that the movie's based off the little golden book, guys. Okay. I think that we're
and the toys aren't either.
Lots of and you go, I can't believe it
this is the source material.
Yeah, this is it.
There is no other source material.
Did you know about our cat?
Back
in the day?
You
what's
know
that?
What's
you did you know about our cat?
Yeah. Well, hold on. You know what's coming though. Donnie's gonna watch the movie at the showing and he's gonna be like, oh, the book was better. That's what we're going to get into, actually, Donnie, is the cat. People have been talking about this cat, and it's a scene stealer in the movie. Mm-hmm. Which, before we get into it too much, this is going to be our Mark 5 of the week. Prepare yourself. Make it whole. We're coming around. Knock, knock. Who's there? Bunch of setups, no punchlines. We're going to do top 5 animal moments in movies and television. And I do get little bits of previews from you guys, and this week, It's like nobody really understood what this was supposed to be. And I always wait for Adonis to be off the rails. And Adonis was middle of the road on this. And I'm going to go Corbin to start. Okay. So top five. Kids, in my left hand, the top five animal moments as seen by Corbin Ford.
Okay, so I couldn't...
You couldn't think of any animal moments?
I thought of animals, and then I tried to think of moments, and I just thought that maybe I should just put the animals. I couldn't think of what moment I thought of. So I have for, like, number five.
Wait, so you just...
We're all, list of we're all processing like, that right now. Tigers.
Emu.
Emus.
And we have to guess like the movie you're talking about from the animal?
Like, moose. Like,
the liger.
Like, that's a moment. Ooh. And you the... Na, 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 na. You know the song?
Duck what?
Tales. Yeah, I know it.
Oh.
Bam, that's the moment.
The baseball movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
So see, the opening credits of the DuckTales is one of your favorite.
It is one of his moments.
Oh,
it,
okay.
Literally, Donnie.
Yeah, so seeing Huey, Louie, and Dewey doing that with their butts. Yeah, that's
And you can't take your eyes off it.
Like a hurricane here in
Duckburg.
I don't know if we can. Toledo, can we legally sing anything? I don't know what that.
You can sing it.
Oh, you can sure. because we're off key.
Because they're just so far off.
No one's paying you guys to sing.
Somebody should pay.
All right, so let's get your top five from five to one yours was
Donnie'll sing for free.
Close.
So then my four was Altered Karate Cows from the Fairly Odd Parents.
Again, not even actual animals. You're doing cartoons.
The altered
it's
what?
Animation.
Yes, I just did cartoons. I don't have animals. I don't like pets. I don't like dogs.
But they're
so
furries.
I just went to. Okay, number three, Mighty Mouse. Like Mighty Mouse.
Just his general existence.
That's a rodent.
Great.
Number two, Crypto Superdog. And then number one, The Death of Mufasa and Lion King. Because
so you did pick a moment.
I picked a moment for the first, and it's the only one I could. I worked
the only,
so that's the only one that counts.
I
just wanted
I
to.
Didn't I didn't want to ask
yeah, I know,
Frank
you didn't,
and look like a fool.
No, you no look like a fool next time, please. Look like a fool. Look like a fool before the show, so you don't end up. No, actually, it's fun because that was one of the more normal ones, and most of them were animation, right?
Yes.
That's where I was getting, and I should have known that there was going to be an issue as soon as I saw Zach's, which we'll get to. But Donnie, I want to hear where you're coming from.
Oh, I did mine, basically on dogs being villains because they like to destroy stuff. So,
which he added an element to it.
He had like this three.
This is a twist.
Yeah.
What a twist.
Number five, I did the beast from the Sandlot. You know, the big old dog took their baseball. Of
the four, baseball movie?
The baseball.
You're welcome.
Movie.
Wow, a great running gag.
Yeah. Cool. This is going to go on forever.
By the way, actual animal actor in a moment. In a movie. Thank you, Donnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, kudos.
I read directions. Nah.
That's one thing that he does read.
Four, I did
we finally found the thing.
I like that we just made him read his second book ever.
I know.
He didn't
what
finish
was the
it.
First book,
He flipped
Donnie?
Ahead to the ending.
Oh, Behind the Bell, written by Dustin Diamond.
Oh, that's right. Oh. All right. That was your number five moment?
That was number five. Four was Snots the Dog from Christmas Vacation. Clearly destroyed there.
No.
Three would be Santa's Little Helper, be Homer the Simpsons dog.
Again, animation, not a real dog.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. And then number two would be Beethoven the Saint Bernard. As you remember, that dog knocking over stuff.
Was that a big? Was that a big difference in dog from Beast? What was Beast?
You know,
same dog actor.
Same dog actor.
I heard
different
Beast
coat.
Was a puppet and something else. Yeah.
Okay. It was a puppet?
Some of it was puppet. Some of it was an actual dog.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Oh, it's drooling. We got
was
we
the
got
dog
the up.
Doing the puppetry?
Yes, the dog was the puppet.
He was the puppeteer?
The puppet master. The puppet master.
The puppet master.
All right, which you guys are probably going to have some puppet animals in here, too. So what else, Donnie?
Then my number one was the movie Turner and Hooch. You're seeing that where that dog really destroyed Tom Hanks stuff. Yeah.
And that's a St. Bernard as well, right?
I just watched that movie the other
day.
No,
it was a British bulldog.
It was like
a
massive. Or something.
Mastiffs. I have trouble. I
this is Beethoven. Beethoven's the Saint Bernard.
Yes.
Okay. I knew I got
Yeah, he's
one.
The one that's got the like root beer
thing underneath
to go rescue neck, people right? in the mountains.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
With the barrel.
Like
with
in the cartoons.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, all they right. all walk around.
Which
with
was
root
a
beer.
Cocktail, not root beer.
Are you serious?
Probably to warm
made
you
him
up.
Mixed him a cocktail right there.
Aw, that's sweet.
Adonis, give us yours. You're not even that out there.
Okay, so top five. Number five was the entire film of Milo and Otis.
Because that was a moment.
That the entire film was a
film.
Moment.
Adonis had a moment during
I
that
had,
film.
Exactly.
A 1.5 hour
moment. Milo and Otis, go to the VHX section of your library, and then you'll find it.
Is a moment is a moment 3 seconds? Is that what that's
What is a moment classified?
Like I was thinking, actually, Corbin asked me at one point, and I you did ask me a little bit, and I said, like, in Dumb and Dumber, when he's got the bird, and he's like, our pets' heads are falling off. That's like a moment in a movie with an animal.
Didn't know what you meant.
You didn't know?
I'd never seen
it. Oh, you never brought You have to ask questions.
So I didn't ask.
You didn't ask.
You were too
clarifying.
Dumb to ask about Dumb and Dumber.
I was too embarrassed.
Stop being embarrassed. And I went, look at me.
I guess we'll have to figure it out.
Couldn't you Google our pet's heads? No, you gave me an LOL, didn't you?
That's my general standard.
That's a safe mode.
That's like the smile and nod and move on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Moment,
can you read that?
Yeah, yes, I can. How long is a moment? A moment is force times the. Well, I'll do it as Morgan Freeman. A moment is force times the perpendicular distance from the fulcrum to the line of action of the force.
That makes sense to me.
Brian Doyle Crew.
So all of mine fit into that perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
right.
It could be argued that human consciousness lives in a present that is a few seconds long. A moment.
Hmm.
3 seconds. Few.
Where'd you read that?
Boom.
Few is
I
three
think he
or
makes
more.
Stuff up.
It says it right there.
He just wrote his own definition.
Well, that's what he
wrote. You can't read that.
You can't read that. You're making stuff up. Quit lengthening.
I'm
going to
hit your button again.
Oh, gosh.
So,
number four.
I should definitely not touch your button anymore.
So, number four.
Yeah, look at this.
Keep your buttons
again,
to yourself.
Adonis getting us back on track. This is, we are in Bizarro World.
Me am Superman.
This is a well placed. Dang, Danny.
That was like Grover doing it. Who did that? Who did?
Me am Superman.
I am Super Grover. Grover Super and me. The Force is with you. All right. Can't you get to this number four? What's taking you so long?
Jeez. When they finally get back home, Homeward Bound. That was
okay. Good moment. Thank you. Thank
you.
You.
You're welcome.
You're right in there.
Moment. This is going to be an extended moment for those of you. Number three, the Thundercats theme.
Yeah.
Again, animation theme song to an animated show.
Animal.
DuckTales.
Thundercats. Oh!
Animal.
Animal.
Slow it down for us.
Animal. That's all I'm saying.
Animal.
Nimble.
I think it's pronounced. I think it's pronounced animal.
Whoa. I don't think it is. I don't.
Is that like ASCAP?
Sure. I think if we just get off of it, we're okay. I think we're all.
Number
real
two.
Right here. Stay in this moment.
It's like Sean Connery on Jeopardy. I think it's pronounced.
Show us your mother.
Number two. Going with Corbin.
Thank you.
When Simba discovers that Mufasa's dead.
Thanks for bringing the show down twice, guys.
But that's a pivotal moment.
It is
moment.
A great. You're right. You were 100% right.
Pivotal
emotional
moment
of an animal. All right. Is that your number two?
That's my number two.
Number two. What was that? Was the Dr. Evil? Throw me a freaking bone here.
Number one. And this has been that way for a long time since I first watched it. When he turns for the first time in American Werewolf in London.
Okay, so werewolf, man turning into wolf. Yes, I'm giving it
mythological
to you.
Okay, creature.
I'm giving it.
Always have a
but the wolf is not mythological. The wolf is just the man turning into the wolf.
But does he act
that's
like a normal
the
wolf
part
when he's a
oh,
werewolf?
Oh, that's right. He's not. Yeah, and the full moon is so out, and then a cloud goes by slowly.
And then what happens?
And then
so good. Kind of off topic, but I think
I
this
feel
is
like
a,
this is a great segue to my retraction for last week's Remus Lupin comment.
Oh yes.
very, very disappointed to announce that I was wrong. And Remus was not a wolf, but he's one of the twins, Remus and Romulus, who was raised by a wolf in the Roman mythology.
And that, and they lived in that little house. Still... Remus and Butthead, right? Nothing?
Just a
is that your number one?
It should be. No, the Remus and Butthead is the future movie.
He's got one on there that I'm stalling for because that's what we're supposed to be doing, apparently. I'm supposed to be moving the show along, but I'm doing the opposite. Joe, I want yours quickly, and I'm going to get to Zach.
Wait. So I did this whole thing a little bit of a protest. Do you want my original?
I want your original.
Out of protest?
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is why.
I'm going to do my favorite human moments.
Well, humans are animals. I looked that up after everybody started sending.
We'll talk about it in a minute. I'll just go through my normal list. You want my normal list?
Yeah, the one that would fits in the category that nobody else was staying in.
I'll start with my number one because everyone else didn't. I'm going to go with Church. Winston Churchill comes back from the dead in Pet Sematary. I don't know why that just always stuck out in my mind. That was such a big movie for me. Stephen King. It's
and they're remaking it, so.
Yeah, and they're remaking it now, which is really cool. But that creeped me.
Probably with an animated version.
Yeah, and it just set up the whole movie. Like, that was the first comeback from the dead part, and that's creepy.
Okay.
Old Yeller dies, number two. Mm.
guys, for a comedy
that was
podcast,
a book first.
Guys, between
wait,
that,
it was a book first.
Mufasa,
it gets a little more brutal.
Oh, why am I putting myself in this?
Cujo attacks.
Yeah,
number three.
Which time?
The first time.
The first attack.
Hold on, Donnie, attack. Just move your mouse.
That should have been one of mine.
And then
that's what I could do with the new one switching. I'm like, oh, I'm not even. Move your mouth, Donnie. Hey, this is really great to be.
So you are now the puppet master.
Yeah, I am the puppet master.
All right. I Adonis'd it for basically all of Marley and Me.
Okay.
And
exactly.
Then,
and stressed the word moment, and then you put all of Marley and Me.
Yep. Okay. And then number five, I said that in Scrubs, they had the stuffed dog, and then eventually they lose the stuffed dog. Janitor gets them a new dog. Long story short, they end up with two dogs. When they end up with two dogs, that's one of my favorite animal moments.
Oh, you love Scrubs.
I do. So it's huge.
Second Scrub reference in 2 weeks.
Bring it into the show more.
All right. I got the pop. Funko
are you like
Pops?
Oh, really?
JD
really?
And
you're like
Turk.
Me with the Super Friends.
All right. Well, I only bought two.
So did I. Two packages.
Two boxes.
Zach,
two
cards. Give us yours. Anybody? Are there any that we didn't hit that you have on your list?
I think everything on my list was not hit.
Oh, good. That'll...
So I made no attempt to go for moments.
No.
By the way.
No. Just, why would you?
These are animals that I like.
These are animated
platypus.
Animals. Animated.
Oh. Do they have the same root in Greek or something? Animated and animals? Think about it. So number five.
Thought about it. Moved on.
And done. Apu in Aladdin, just general existence.
Which will be a live action soon.
Had to have animated, I guess, so why not? The Cows in Twister, number four.
I love that.
Just great moment.
Good.
The Spider in Spider-Man.
It's an insect.
Are insects not animals all of a sudden?
I believe, I looked it up, they're in the animal kingdom. All right, keep going.
They are.
We pressed a little bit here.
Yeah, I know what you want.
I know.
Number two.
Yeah.
E.T.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Not even close.
Thank you.
Not
no. Terrestrial.
No.
Yes.
Zero.
How is he not an animal?
Zero
or
out
she?
Of 100.
I don't know.
0 out of 100. You fail this class.
How is he not an animal? Or she? I don't know.
Because it's not in the phylum, kingdom, rectal.
What? That's the fourth
rectum.
We've got animal.
We said
animal. We've got rectum.
Yeah, I think
kingdom,
we've
phylum.
Got...
Kick pussycat out for going stinko. That's what
man.
That's what our biology. Kingdom, phylum.
This is no longer a cough button. No. It's a butt button.
It's a censorship.
So that's an alien.
So why can't aliens be animals?
Because they're not...
Wait. I changed mine to Short
Chewie,
Circuit. I like Johnny
who is
Five.
Goose.
Johnny Five is a robot.
No disassembly.
So why can't Johnny Five?
You have to be living at the very least. A robot doesn't live.
Wait.
Johnny Five is alive.
Whoa. Zach?
Whoa. Robots may have feelings.
Say that again. I want to get that on camera.
Johnny Five is alive.
No, you said Johnny Five is alive.
Yeah, Johnny Five is alive.
Okay.
Okay.
I lost it.
All right. I want to... Why does E.T. not... Thank you, Joe.
I just
defend me.
Okay, first of all, the category was wrong. everything was wrong about this, and Zach points it out because E.T. is an alien, and so is Goose.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
But
who isn't Goose, actually, originally
Donnie,
named
Chewie. Donnie, get it on camera again for me.
Spoiler alert.
Good. It's like the trouble alert on the Super Friends. Meanwhile.
By the way, after it's been spoiled, you can't alert it.
This is not a spoiler alert because if you've read any of the comics with the cat in it, it's not really a cat. Oh, it's a Flerken.
But let me ask you this. So they actually got an alien to play this
character?
The
real alien is playing.
That's the point. Like, when somebody's playing a superhero, they're not. I might be ruining this for you guys. I just realized.
No, you're not ruining anything.
I just realized that
wait,
I might be telling you guys something I shouldn't be telling you, but they're not actual superheroes.
No,
these are movie effects.
What?
No, time out.
Donnie actually got up out of his chair and left.
Just gone. Donnie never had a chair. He's been a
he got
sack.
Out of his bag.
By the
he
way, look at space. Donnie. If you watch the video, if you're listening on the podcast. He's the only guy who's ever looked not comfortable on a beanbag.
Having to sit up, I don't know if I sit back.
He's sitting behind. He's almost sitting off of it. He's luckily that pillow is there. He
yeah,
totally
I put more
has Donnie ever looked comfortable anywhere?
No, it's part of the fun. It's part of what makes him great. All
right. So rule is E.T. is an alien. I was right.
That is an alien, but not an animal.
But an alien animal.
An alien animal?
An alien animal.
Oh,
that's why my original list that I sent him was all. Alien animals.
Yes. Mm. So get through. We got to move on. So get through the wrong list.
Okay. The wrong list.
That's fine. I didn't want to read my number one anyway.
Oh, go ahead, please.
No, I'm kidding. Go.
No, it was uninteresting.
It'll be on Facebook.
What
later.
Was it?
The Eagles. From the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to
the Philadelphia.
I thought you were actually choosing the band. The Eagles.
I should have.
Yeah, like
we all had
Don Henley.
Do you want to talk
Glenn
about
Fry?
Do you want to talk about
give him
Chewie? Do you want to talk about Chewie first?
Quickly, yeah.
Okay.
Chewie, he's an animal.
Chewie yes. is the goose. Is going to be called Goose in the movie.
Yep.
Is not a cat. Is an alien called a Flerken. They hold pocket realities or small bubbles of space time in their body, like whole realities inside their bodies. And I think this might come into play when we're talking about Thanos a little bit. To be honest.
So the galaxy is on Orion's belly.
In Chewie's belly.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Look at.
Okay. Are we checking
his
pupils?
That was Men in Black.
Men in Black reference.
Oh.
Do me a favor and look in the light right now.
Yeah. I caught that. I caught that.
Thank you. If Corbin's getting it, it's not that hard.
I missed it completely. I've never actually watched that movie.
What?
Yep.
Oh, that explains why none of them were on your list.
So they have tentacles.
Oh, hold on. You did a top five aliens and you missed the biggest alien
for
movie.
For real?
No. Alien pets, alien animals.
That's what most of the show, that's what most of that movie is.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe.
It probably wasn't that good.
That little dog was great.
Oh, hot take. I'm going to throw up an Adonis video.
You just said I'm going to throw up.
Throw up an Adonis.
That's going to be. That's gonna
I like our
be.
New fake fighting.
This is greatest it's rivalry better, in podcast.
It's better than I thought it was going to be. It's working. Like Toledo's actually laying back. He's more relaxed than Donnie. He's enjoying a little bit today, and he's going move. We're at the 3
I'm
hours.
I'm trying.
It's my fault. I'll take it.
So they also lay up to 117 eggs at a time, but Chewie was the only one left who's going to be Goose in the movie. I keep messing that up. And she lays these eggs, and then there's ends up being 118 of them in the comics. I don't know if this is going to happen in the movie. Hmm. Their weakness is if they can't smell or they're muzzled, they're helpless. But they have these giant tentacles with teeth on them that come out of their mouth and can pretty much kill anything, unless they're muzzled. Hmm. They completely understand human conversation, and at one point, Rocket Raccoon,
way off,
raccoon,
so far
raccoon,
off. Raccoon.
I figured out where he got raccoon from.
Cocoon.
When you say what turns into a butterfly,
it's a Beatles song.
With Steve Gutenberg?
Not the movie.
I decided
the
it's a
life
Beatles song.
Form. All right.
It's so spelled differently, though.
Rocket tries to kill Goose in the comics, so I think we're going to see that at some point in Endgame.
Can't wait to see your daughter act that out.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm super excited. I've been working on it for a while. Also, Brie is allergic to cats. Brie Larson's allergic to cats. She had to deal with it the whole movie.
Is it a real cat that they use in the movie? It's not
an alien.
It's a real alien.
And so it wasn't that big of a deal
animal.
Because Goose was a Flerken. So here's my list. Number five, Elroy meets Orbity. Okay. Remember that?
Yeah.
No. Oh,
definitely not. Is Jetsons. That Jetsons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uhura gets is
animated
given...
alien animal.
Just crossed
exactly.
so many lines there.
See, I'm all over.
And I trust you
this
so
is
much.
So much more
I've
like a
flirkin. I've trusted you. Flirkin.
It's
you're flirkin driving
what the
me
flirkin?
Nuts.
Listen. These are flirkin like creatures.
Okay.
Uhura is given a tribble on Star Trek.
Okay. Yeah.
That's Alf funny. Crash lands at the Tanners.
It. Alf, give me a break.
That was Rodney Dangerfield.
That was whatever. Hey, Willie.
He phones home.
Hold on.
At
hold on.
Two.
Hold on. Now, Alf, please don't eat Lucky.
That was my Willie good. Tanner. My
that's
Willie Tanner.
Okay.
You're welcome.
My number one, Gizmo, the Mogwai eats after midnight. And that is
Gizmo
a flirkin list.
That's the real deal.
Is Gizmo an alien?
Gizmo
or is he just
the
Mogwai?
No, no, I know, I know, but are Mogwais from another planet?
No, he's like ruining the rules of his own list at this point.
They're not even from another planet. They're
still closer than a regular animal.
They're from our local system.
By the way, I miss Hoyt Axton. He was the dead. Forget it.
Nobody knows.
All right, so I created a game along with Toledo based on... Toledo, can you be the judge on who's getting into this?
Yes.
We have three choices. I'm going to read off a name. Each name is going to be in one of three categories: cat name, alien name, or nickname.
What? Oh.
Cat name, alien name, or nickname.
I automatically assume Nick as Nick Fury.
You're in the wrong category. All right. You ready?
How okay. Buzz in?
I don't
you
get
just
it.
Shout
something
name,
out.
You
shout your name.
Your name.
Shout your name.
They shot my own name.
You use
no,
your own name unless
no,
you want
no,
somebody
no.
else to answer. Unless you're trying to sabotage someone.
Are
yes,
these
use
famous,
your own name, Corbin.
Are these like famous cats?
It's all going to be... Yes, everything
okay.
should be somebody...
Nope. Just it's like, my neighborhood cats.
Yeah.
There we go. that makes
what,
much more
that's,
sense.
Again, you guys are trying...
I'm trying to help the listeners
yeah.
for
yeah.
some context.
I'm trying to help myself.
Not and the listeners of this podcast.
No, there's very few.
You're right. Toledo has completely given up at this point. He's over us. He's so
all right.
Just walked out.
It had
cat,
such
alien,
potential.
Cat, alien, or Nick? Ready?
Go.
Name, nickname. 7 of 9.
Alien.
Adonis.
He didn't.
Adonis.
Name it.
Adonis.
Wait.
Did you change your name?
Alien.
Yes. Alien.
Wait,
7 of 9.
Well, you are supposed to say your name first.
Yeah.
I thought you
established
that.
When did you think you were supposed to say your name?
Yeah. Your name was supposed to come after the fact?
I thought you were supposed to say your nickname.
You're actually worse. Are we using our made-up names?
We're using our made-up names.
I'm going to press the top button.
I didn't think I could not. I didn't think we could be worse than we were at the Mark V this week. But we're actually worse.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay. Darn it.
All right. The King.
Adonis.
Yes.
Animal.
Joe.
Animal's not
Joe.
An option.
Joe.
Nickname.
Nickname, yes. Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley, you guys.
I finally got a question
on one
of these things.
Are you keeping
score?
Toledo,
right.
keep yes. score. It's not going to be very much.
No, it really isn't.
Megatron.
Zach.
Joe.
Zach was
Zach.
In. Alien.
Yes.
All right, I'm done.
Go out on a high note.
Heathcliff.
Yep. Zach.
Zach.
Cat.
Yes. You're just saying your name automatically. You're not even thinking about it.
This is the buzz-in method.
Well, I'm trying to remember my name.
Grumpy.
Adonis.
Zach.
Again.
Adonis.
Zach.
Corbin.
Zach.
Corbin.
Dog.
Corbin.
Dog.
Dwarf.
Not an option.
Dog. Did he say dog?
Just like I said. Cat,
alien, or nickname, and you said
three times.
Dog.
Zach.
Donnie.
I'm trying.
I just peed. Oh, my God.
He just said cat
Zach.
The last question.
Zach.
I'm sorry.
Alf.
Zach.
Adonis.
Zach. Alien.
Yes. The people's champ.
Zach.
Adonis.
Zach.
Zach, you're this. Just saying.
Nickname.
You gotta get it right.
Zach, you have to say it immediately after your name. No beat.
Nickname. I was too busy laughing.
You're just saying it's
laughter,
not that funny.
Laughter's not an answer.
I'm saying it so much that I almost said Zach for me.
I'm laughing at how great I am.
Zach is Julietting you guys right now.
Yeah.
Oh my dear.
Big time.
Yeah. Sly.
Joe.
Zach.
Adonis.
Nickname.
Yes. Joe. Thank you. Lion Ted.
Adonis.
Alien.
I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna give
just,
it to you.
Are you really?
Did he turn into an alien?
Ted Cruz.
All right.
No, it's not. It's unproven. Wrong. It's wrong. It's
wait,
it's
wait. Lion. L-I-O-N. That's a cat.
Lion. Lion. I even did it in the voice. Lion Ted.
Oh, Corbin.
Corbin.
Well, we already did it. Adonis already?
It was wrong.
No, he got it wrong, actually.
Nickname.
Yes, oh, he did get it way wrong.
Can't believe that question took that
Corbin's
long.
Corbin's on the board.
And I still didn't buzz in.
All right, only 25 more.
Okay.
Selena Kyle.
Adonis.
Donnie.
Adonis.
Adonis.
Cat.
Yes.
Whoa, woman. Nice. Cat what? Woman is yeah, not a cat.
Oh, she turns. Yes, she's got a cat, but she's got cat powers.
And if you look at the Halle
Berry, does she become a cat
version?
Like Dracula?
Okay, no. Right. I mean, is that what
I'm looking at the Bruce Timm version? Thank you.
Oh, okay, then that's not. Okay.
Maybe you need to rent that VHS from
name.
The work.
Yes.
No, no. Go ahead, right. Guys. Do an aside.
Can we talk about dogs some more, Corbin?
Mr. Bigglesworth.
Zach. Cat.
You're
cat.
Just a cheater at this. No, you can't play. You're not allowed to have nice things.
I win.
All right, you did win.
You're
but
welcome.
We're doing one more. Kal-El.
Adonis.
Adonis.
Alien.
This game is also, who can say their name faster.
Basically.
All right, final one. Goose.
Adonis.
Adonis.
Yes, alien.
Alien Wrong.
Slash cat.
You have to speak into the mic if you want to
alien
win.
Slash cat.
Wrong.
Corbin.
Joe.
Joe.
Nickname.
Wrong.
I win, man. I said Corbin. And the only option left is animal.
That's
Zach.
All three of them.
Goose is the name of the cat. Goose is an alien and Goose.
Hold on, Corbin. What are the three cats?
Animal, alien, nickname.
Not even
no
cat.
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 Look,
because clearly animals are aliens.
Hold on,
aliens are animals.
Donnie, what are the three categories?
Chill.
Cat, alien.
Toledo, can we get a ruling on that? Goose is definitely a nickname
Wait,
as well.
It is. It's all three, but it had to be all three. It's all
oh,
three.
Oh, I had
of
to
them.
Say all three?
Yeah.
Oh, for one point, I had to say all three.
This whole game, that was the only reason I wanted this whole game, was to do that one. And you guys made me mad about that.
I'm just coasting on my lead here.
Hey, Donnie, what's the... Do the mouth thing again. Hey, Don. Wait till I cut to you. All right. Hey, Donnie, what are the three categories? Mouse... Car.
Horrible. Are you and chewing?
Are you chewing?
It's chewing cud.
Try. Oh.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it's been fun. It's just all been wrong.
And that's when you're right.
Yeah.
I think we're bottoming out here.
All right.
This is it.
I'm just looking to see. We've just we got a couple of polls to get to. Get to that because that's a big deal on social.
All right. So Ari held on to the lead and beat Frank.
Yeah.
On the battle of the the clash of the trash pandas. She won by 40% of the vote.
All right.
The current poll is inspired by Adonis's video, where
by the
he,
way, thank you very much. You're doing a great job.
Oh,
with that.
Thank you.
That video was awesome.
I've got another one. Oh.
No, keep doing it.
It was awesome because everyone hated it.
Yeah, that's
apparently,
what gets you traction on social media.
No one likes Andrew Garfield but me and Adonis.
So
did you say Garfield?
Yes, Garfield.
Wait, Zach. Zach,
what's the
wait, hold on.
What's the deal?
Hold on, Zach. Garfield is a cat.
Gotta get the point on that.
Increasing his lead.
Yeah. Thank you.
What's the deal with this spider sense?
I lose by showing up today.
Bing, boom, 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 oh, am I going to talk over that? Boom, 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 boom. So we're going to try that again? That never works.
He's going for the
like
Seinfeld.
Sassy Joe. I like Sassy Joe. That's your new nickname for the show. Oh. Sassy Joe
Just
on
trying
the
to bring the energy, people.
Yeah, no, really good. Self-evaluation. You've nailed it this week.
You got too much sauce.
That post had like 80 comments and they were all hatred towards each other. It was fantastic.
Yeah, now you know how I feel on the show.
with
everybody
sitting next to Joe.
I'm gonna make this nice for you. You don't have to feel badly anymore. Mm-hmm. Because
thanks for adverbing it.
You got it. Because Garfield is getting absolutely murdered.
He really is.
He had 190 votes, which I think is pretty good for him, but in this poll, Holland has 833.
This is terrible.
It's
absolutely terrible. And you know what? I think Joe and I were discussing this morning. I think what it is that people feel, for some odd reason, ashamed to be Garfield fans.
I'll tell you what it is.
Garfield but the sucks. Vote is anonymous. We're not getting a list of everybody that voted for Garfield.
either way,
this isn't public.
They feel
I mean, it's
they're worried somebody's going to see them clicking.
Wait a second, you're worried about self-shaming on social media.
Yes.
Okay.
I like your angle.
It would never happen.
Just because I want people to vote for
Garfield.
He's
a trashy Spider-Man. Simple.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Corbin.
How many people agreed?
Okay? Corbin.
All right. Well, here's what I think about the whole thing. Unless you want to keep going, Adonis. You stop.
You know what? I'm going to just go ahead and let you take over.
Yeah,
he's getting angry. He's livid. Actually,
you won't like me when I'm angry.
I really think
I lost a poll to a little girl.
On impressions.
On impressions.
Let's really point out the big
livelihood.
Error there.
On my livelihood.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It right just matters what your first impression of Spidey was when you were a kid, and that's whatever you grew up with. I think that's what you're going to hold on to forever.
Yes. Mine is still the 70s cartoon that almost everybody seems to hate universally,
well,
almost as much as Andrew Garfield.
That's why your opinion doesn't count.
Right? Did you guys grow up in the last 10 years? I
Donnie,
can't let go of
this. Donnie, who's your Spider-Man?
Oh, Tom Holland for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tobey Maguire.
Because you're a man of the people.
No, it's just he nails it when he's just acting like a teenager, like when he says to Tony Stark, you know that old movie, you know, where the aliens, you know, or you know something like that.
He sounds a lot like Corbin there.
and a little like Rick Moranis.
You know that super old movie.
Yeah, speaking
that,
of Rick Moranis, I was really hoping for a little Shop of Horrors reference for somebody's top five animal list.
Oh,
Adonis, that should have been you.
It should have been. I'm sorry.
So, real question. Who would you have been more sad to see, spoiler alert, turn to dust at the end of Infinity War? Garfield, Holland, or Maguire?
I would have clapped if it was Toby.
Oh, yeah.
I would have clapped if it was Garfield. So.
There we
go. Yeah. I saw him at a coffee shop like probably 15, 20 years
Such
ago.
That's a nice guy, right?
He was sitting at the coffee shop pretending like he didn't want anybody to notice him. It was one of those that's like...
That's usually how
like,
I sit at coffee
like,
shops.
Like, this, like it, you can just tell when somebody's like,
Please see me.
No, it was after Pleasantville, I think. He was in black and white, so.
Well, we're gonna the next poll is
real character actor. Right.
The next poll is gonna
really
be
gets into it.
The winner of this poll against Toby. Yes. I've got a feeling Toby's gonna win just because there's so much
Corbin, stop.
History there.
Stop.
But I wonder if there's anybody that likes Spider-Man a lot that hates all three of these people. If you're that person, please message me. I want to hear.
You know
about
what? Write in your animated Spider-Man.
Oh, the voice actor.
Animated Alien.
The winner gets a 1981 Spider-Man DVD.
$600 $50
value. Bucks.
Take it down. $600 it's actually going to be VHS.
Donnie, great line.
Please return it back to its source material because we need to return it back to the Corbin's job. Okay, bye.
And on behalf of me and Adonis, please just go vote for Andrew Garfield. He's
Andrew
not going to win.
Look, if you are ashamed to admit your love for Andrew Garfield as a true representation of Spider-Man, please call us. We're here
help.
For you. 1-800-GARFEEL. 1-800-GARFEEL. Please.
Wow.
We feel you.
Wow. We feel you. Come to the right side of the web.
Did you write this stuff out and think
he
about
did.
It?
It's
did.
All
That's
on Facebook.
Well thought. That's
what about
well done,
the voice of Peter Parker in Into the Spider-Verse? The guy from New Girl, he was great.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
Jake Parker.
Maybe put him up against Tobey Maguire.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
So, all right. That's it for the polls.
That's it for the polls.
All right. There was one conversation that I noticed, and Adonis, I need you to keep this pretty quick because we're.
Oh yes.
We're running up against. I've got a parole meeting. So. it's future crimes. None of you are going to make it. I saw a thing that you sent to us on our group chat about a conversation you were having with a friend.
A friend of mine was he posted up on Facebook his feelings about Ms. Marvel and how he didn't feel that it was going to Captain Marvel, I should say, how he felt that it wasn't going to really do very well. And I asked him to kind of go deeper into that. And he went in and explained that
it's not going to do well monetarily, or it's not going to do well in terms of fans enjoying it.
Well, they're intertwined.
Okay.
So,
okay.
His viewpoint was that because of where it is, the casting, things like that, that was going to affect how the fans were going to receive the character and the movie and everything it is. Basically,
they didn't like that they didn't get an actual alien cat.
No. No, I think we got into a conversation and I expressed my viewpoint and actually a lot of people agreed with it. It's because I just I don't consider Brie Larson a very good representation of Captain Marvel.
By the way, Juliet is furious about people saying that. My daughter,
furious.
I love it.
You know.
What do you mean? Like, why do you think she's not a good representation?
Well, to me, Captain Marvel, she's a superior athlete. That's how I see her. It's like, I want somebody to look like they can save me. She looks too regular. She looked like she can't even take her groceries to the car. Like, she needs some milk.
You really think she can't lift the groceries?
For those of you just listening on the podcast, I just got the Adonis emoji.
So does this, I mean, having muscles is what you're looking for? Because, I mean, she's got superpowers, right? She didn't lift weights to become
Captain
Marvel.
But I want her, she's battling, you know, people on a galactic scale. I want, you should, if you can lift the planet, you should be
doing it. Look at Spider-Man right behind you. I mean, like,
I was going to say, it's probably a conversation to explore later, but I also have opinions on, like, casting of actors who, like, fit roles that we wildly panned or didn't agree with.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get into that. Here, we're going to see the movie on Thursday, tonight, whenever this airs. We're going to see it. I want to hear how that turns out, because you can talk a little bit more about that then.
Yep.
But I do appreciate you letting us know that we just wasted our time for the last hour.
Wow.
Talking about.
Don't take my wow.
All right. Hit us up about on social media with the polls. They're all on
at Comic Playground everywhere.
That's you nailed it on that one. Right?
Boom.
We'll have more polls. You have a poll that's coming up.
The poll that's coming up. Well, this poll's still not finished, so go and vote for Andrew Garfield,
okay,
even though he's going to lose. And then
Thursday we'll introduce a new poll.
Sunday we'll introduce a new poll.
Oh, Sunday. Sunday we'll introduce a new poll about what day we're going to be introducing polls.
Holland versus Garfield.
Donnie, still angry?
We're going to repeat.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing it again.
Angry.
Recount? Is this a recount?
I was just like,
all right, any parting words? We'll see everybody. Did you deflate?
Go follow us on social media at Comic Playground everywhere. So hit us up.
I have one more thing for Donnie, actually.
Oh.
He was a little angry on social media. He commented on the sidekicks thing, and he was like, oh, I should have said Mini-Me.
Yeah, Mini-Me's an awesome sidekick. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
You know what? We're getting a mini Donnie, and we're putting it next to it.
Heck yeah, does he eat Eggos?
We're cloning Donnie.
Does he eat Eggos?
Yes, he's going to eat Eggos.
He should.
And you're going to eat real waffles. That's
I'm
it. Comic Playground.
Real boy.
We're done.
Rest in peace, Kurt Troyer.